Bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy. It's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Lisa Davis.
Recently, I was at the Whole Foods, and whenever I see any sort of tester, you know, I always want to go over and have a sample and try something. So there was this wonderful man, Abel, and we started talking, and Abel and I were talking about his coconut oil, which we're going to talk about today, and all the great uses and all the benefits and wonderful recipes. And I have to laugh because he made this thing that, honest to goodness, was probably the best treat I've ever had. It was coconut oil and peanut butter and coconut sugar and salt, and he'll tell us more about it. And I asked him if I could have a piece to take home to my daughter. So he gave me this like enormous piece. Now, I'm just going to be honest, that piece did not leave the store because as I was shopping, I pretty much just ate the whole thing. Now, what made this so incredible was the Solo Coco coconut oil. It is phenomenal. And joining us now is a wonderful Abel Gonzalez. Hello, Abel.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty well. Thank you.
You know, Abel, it's funny because you were nice enough to give that to me for my daughter, and I was piggish enough to eat the whole thing. It really was incredible. Now, we're going to get into some great recipes today because it is Foodie Friday. But I wanted to say that, you know, I know coconut oil is super healthy. I have to be honest, it's not my favorite taste. When I tasted yours, it was so mild, yet delicious, yet not overpowering that I thought I have to get this. And of course, I did buy a jar. I didn't just take your samples. So why don't you jump in and let's talk a little bit before we jump into your great company. Why coconut oil and what are some of the health benefits?
Well, the reason was that really my cousin and partner was the one who came up with the idea, and I teamed up with him afterwards. Coming back from Boston, where he had been working finance for a while, he was trying to think, what can we do on our island? We're from the Dominican Republic. What do we have here that we can make from scratch and make a product and take over the world? And one afternoon, having dinner at our uncle's house, who's a doctor, my cousin Daniel, he was kind of feeling sick, and our uncle, who's not much into natural medicine, he said, "Oh, you should have some coconut oil." And, you know, he kind of was perplexed at that answer. And then, prodded him a little bit more, and he mentioned that he had received in a medical journal kind of an article talking about all the different benefits of coconut oil. And after that, the curiosity got the best of him, and that evening he logged in and started searching coconut oil and all the benefits, and a light bulb just popped in his head, and after that, the rest is history, where he started the doing the research and the pilot program, and then we teamed up and scaled the company. But we really lucked out, because coconut oil and everything really related and inside of coconut is so many benefits, not only internally, but also externally, and that's kind of how it all got started.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, because for years, coconut oil was villainized. Right. And
yes.
Or vilified. I think I made up a word there. It was vilified. And everyone's like, "Oh, stay away, stay away, stay away." And now it's like, no, come back, come back. And that was the whole low fat craze in general. You know, so many foods that are good for us were taken away, and we were just eating basically white carbs and white sugar. And that's been like our complete downfall. So I think getting back to a healthy oil is so important. You know, one of the things that I do want to jump even more into your company is that you have a great mission with single mothers. It's fair trade. It's handcrafted in small batches. Talk to us about this and why it's so important that you hire single mothers. I think it's wonderful.
Well, it's when we first set out to scale up the company from the pilot, we moved to a town that used to be a big industrial town back home, where there was lots of textile works, and we found this kind of abandoned factory in an industrial park, and we fixed it up and cleaned it up, you know, ourselves with a small team. And once we were ready to really receive people, you know, to start training employees and workers, about 150 people showed up from spreading the word around the town. And of those 150, about 120 were women. And as we were meeting the employees and interviewing them throughout the day, a pattern was emerging that we were noticing that a great majority of them, I'd say over 80% of them, were single moms, and not only had one or two, but oftentimes more children that they would take care of. And on top of that, they were also head of household, a good number of them, where they were taking care of either parents or grandparents. So, you know, it's a larger family unit, really depending on this one person. So we saw an opportunity to go beyond fair trade and say, you know, what about if we, you know, create a program or offer some sort of preference where we're able to onboard them and train them and give an opportunity to empower themselves through the work, beyond just a labor, but also empowering them and offering them everybody a chance to be a team leader all throughout the different parts of the company. And it has really worked out so far. And in that research and in understanding that situation of that community within my country, I actually learned that in a small island of 10 million people, there are 1.5 million single moms. And actually in 2015, 89% of childbirths from an article I read 2 days ago were to single women. So it really has become the mission of our company and a big motivator to make sure that we really do make a good global quality product.
Into some recipes shortly. I want to talk about the fair trade. I've seen that on packages. I'm sure other people have seen it when they're shopping. What does that mean, Abel?
So our certifying body is Fair TSA, which is actually we're not only fair trade in the harvesting of the raw material of the coconuts, but also the fabrile works or the actual work done in the factory. In our specific program, what it means is that a percentage of revenue generated goes to programs designated by our employees. So we only aid them in organizing and structuring, but they organize it within themselves and choose programs which they would like to have funded through the portion of revenues that's allotted to that. And the specific programs that were chosen at Solo Coco were, first of all, they wanted to have a medical copay fund where they have a basic medical insurance, but oftentimes, you know, everyone could use an extra hand in that. And so a portion of profits goes into that bucket where it's helping them pay for additional costs of medical care. The other bucket that they really wanted to focus on was school supplies, not as much for them, but also for their children. So, you know, every start of the school year, we organize and use the funds to purchase backpacks and notebooks and writing utensils and anything else that they might need to be able to not only send us their kids to school, but also themselves personally. And then the final one is that they want to learn English. So and that's the last bucket that we're working on in trying to establish a courses or someone who comes in and educates them and gives them some of basic English. Because in our country, and like many other parts of the world, learning English or learning an additional language, creates better opportunities for a better future. So those are the specific programs that we're working with over there.
It's so incredible that not only do you make an amazing product that's such high quality, but that you're actually helping people and making a difference in the world. So let's jump in to some of these recipes. First of all, you need to tell us about the peanut butter stuff that I was eating. Now, I'm sure it has a better name than peanut butter stuff, but tell us about it because it brought back childhood memories of those Nutter Butter cookies, but yet they're not complete junk, obviously. So tell us what's in this, because I really built it up here. And I want to make it again. Or I didn't make it again. I never made it. I want to make it.
Well, I can't take the credit. This was Laura Germaid. She's one of our distributors over in California, and she's very crafty in the kitchen. And doing the demos that they do out there out west, she came up with this, I guess she calls it bark. I'm still working on a name because it's really tricky to, there's so many good ingredients in it that are very good for you. So it's hard to just choose one thing. So, it's a very simple recipe. The ingredients are Solo Coco coconut oil, organic virgin coconut oil, coconut sugar, organic peanut powder, milled flaxseed, organic Himalayan salt, and a little bit of vanilla extract. Do you want me to go into the specifics of the ounces, or is that just something for people to look
at? Well, you know
later?
What I'm thinking? This is something that I want to put on the site. I got an idea. When we put the show up, if you go, you're going to see it. So you can listen on iTunes, listen on Stitcher, and tune in all types of places. If you go to Radio MD, www.radiomd.com, it will be up in the description. So you can just tell us once everything's mixed together, how did you form it into those squares?
Well, I think part of the beauty of this treat is that it requires very little skill in the kitchen, which is perfect for me. You literally just mix all the dry ingredients and then add the oil and add the vanilla extract in a bowl and just stir for, enough so that it's mixed properly where you kind of see the consistency and it's all, a little bit, nothing's left dry. And then you pour it onto a cookie sheet with parchment paper underneath. And then place another parchment paper on top of that, and then just kind of spread it out with your hands so it's nice and flat. And after that, you just put it in the freezer for 5 to 10 minutes, and it's ready. You just cut it up and enjoy.
Well, it is very, very enjoyable. All right. What is Chef Pandita's Choco Coco Zucchini Loaf?
Well, Chef Pandita is a celebrity chef back home in the Dominican Republic. And she, very early on, she was very much helpful to us. And we kind of worked together in promoting Solo Coco and all the different uses. And she came up with this zucchini, Choco Coco Zucchini Loaf, which is very, very tasty. This definitely requires a little bit of better, little bit of kitchen skill, which I am a white belt, I'd say. But it's a very tasty zucchini loaf that in our website at solococo.com, and of course I could link that to your site, you'll be able to see the final product, which looks like this very nice chocolatey, you know, it looks like a banana bread, but it's not. It's made with egg whites and zucchini, coconut sugar, stevia for baking, coconut flour, raw cocoa powder, which some of the best organic cocoa comes from the Dominican Republic. Some baking powder and teaspoon salt, and then it's just a very delicious chocolate bread that, because it has the coconut oil and the zucchini and some of the other healthier aspects like the raw cocoa, which has so many benefits, it really, really provides a sinful but healthy treat as well.
Oh, it sounds great. Yeah, we'll definitely put the link on www.radiomd.com if you go to Talk Healthy Today, and you'll see the post for Abel's show, Abel Gonzalez. That way we can get this, because I definitely want to make that one. All right. You know, I've really gotten into cassava lately. I had some cool chips recently that were made from cassava. I bought some cassava flour, which I haven't used yet, but I need to. So talk to us about these perfect cassava fries, a magical side dish.
So my cousin and partner, Dan, he cooks a lot, and he came up with this. One thing we've noticed is that, well, back home, a lot of food is fried. We have, like, fried plantains, and definitely cassava is one of the tastiest and healthiest dishes that we have over side dishes that we have over there. Things tend to feel lighter and crispier when we fry it in our oil, in our coconut oil, Solo Coco coconut oil. So this specifically are these wedges, these beautiful little wedges where you kind of remind me of like truffle fries, but instead of cassava fries. And it's definitely just taking cassava with some coconut oil and white vinegar. And, you know, you peel the cassava and, pardon me, and then you peel the skin off and cut it into wedges where you're able to then put it into a bowl with the vinegar and some 2 tablespoons of coconut aminos, add some salt and about 1.5 tablespoons of salt, and let it sit there for 30 minutes, just basically letting the water exchange process take over. And then in that 30 minutes, you can kind of focus on your main dish while this is kind of pre-prepping. And when that's up, you just drain and pat dry the tubers, you know, get them really nice and dry. Heat up a cup of coconut oil in a small skillet, and then just fry it on there very carefully, making sure that you don't drop any water in there. When it's when the oil is at 300 degrees Fahrenheit, it's ready. And then you just definitely introduce the cassava sticks into the oil and fry for about 6 minutes until golden brown. One of the benefits of coconut oil, especially if it's very pure coconut oil, is that it's very stable at high temperature, up to 350 degrees. So once that's done, you just, and they're nice and crisp, remove them, you know, pat dry with a towel to get any excess oil out. But one of the nice things about the coconut oil is that depending on how long or how much you were frying, you could actually probably reuse it again if it hasn't been there for too long or you hadn't passed too many food products through it. So just lightly sprinkle with some sea salt and then enjoy it with your main dish.
Now, is the vinegar for flavor, or does it help soften up the cassava to make it cook faster? Or I'm assuming it's a flavor agent, or you can tell me.
Well, I think it's mostly just to soften it up. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I didn't know, because I was thinking of like vinegar chips, you know, like maybe it was a flavor thing too.
Oh no, you really feel more. I mean, ideally the cassava, really the flavor is just with the salt and the coconut oil. You really wouldn't probably feel it very much because, again, as you mentioned earlier, our coconut oil is very smooth and doesn't have a very strong flavor behind it. So it allows the real flavor of the food itself to really come out.
Yeah, let's talk about Dan's post-workout smoothie. What is in that?
Well, this is our take on post-workout smoothies, which I haven't had one in a while because I haven't been working out too much. So, but
even
I won't let that poke back. So It's basically a coconut oil's addition to your typical smoothie, but with a little bit of extra organic coconut sugar, organic peanut butter, some milled flaxseed, organic Himalayan salt again, and then, oh wait, sorry, no, that's the wrong one. I was going back to the peanut.
That's interesting.
Okay. It's a coconut oil with some organic cocoa powder. We really use cocoa powder a lot back home because it's very accessible to get very high quality organic cocoa. A tablespoon of coconut sugar, a cup of berries, and then your preferred type of protein. So with one of the benefits of coconut oil that really goes hand in hand with working out is that it boosts your metabolism. So the lauric acid within coconut oil and the other medium chain triglycerides aren't stored. The liver burns them up immediately. So that really, because of that process, it immediately boosts your metabolism. And a white paper that I found stated that in studies that have done it boosts metabolism by about 13%. So it really goes hand in hand with the protein, which also while you're digesting it and your body's absorbing the protein, it also requires increases in metabolic burn rate. So when you combine that with the protein, it really provides a very delicious post-workout shake. But on top of that, it really adds to your likely end goal with working out, which is to get fitter and, you know, burn some more calories and some more fat and get a little bit fitter.
Well, you know what I love about Solo Cocoa is it tastes so good, because for a while I was trying to have like a tablespoon of coconut oil a day. I just couldn't do it. It was just too strong. What makes yours so mild?
Well, the process that we use is direct micro expelled. It's not only the fastest process in terms of going from a coconut to the jar to the finished product, but it's also the one it's done in micro batches. We don't make coconut oil thousands of liters at a time or in centrifuges or with heavy machinery. We make it just basically 1 liter at a time, so basically just two of our jars at a time. It's all hand processed. So there's about 8 quality control points from the moment we unload the coconuts to the moment that the crackers take their machetes or little axes and they crack the coconuts open. They inspect each coconut, making sure the color is right, the smell is right, to making sure that there's no rancid coconut. In fact, their instructions are, if there's a doubt, there is no doubt. Just toss it out and just make sure you're only using the freshest coconut. From there, they're taken over to the graters where they extract the coconuts from the coconut halves. They extract the meal, weigh them, and then transfer them to our ovens. Our ovens, which are powered by the excess coconut husk, so we really don't really use any electricity, it's just for gently drying the meal. We only dry the meal. We only let the temperature go up to 120 degrees Fahrenheit or lower. And the purpose of that is not to cook or toast the meal, but just to lightly evaporate the water. And if you see videos on our website, you'll see that the ladies, the artisans, they throw up the meals in the air, and it's kind of a ballet of the coconut ballet, if you will, where they're just letting the water vapor escape. After that point, they compact it into a cylinder, a stainless steel cylinder, and then it's all hand-pressed. So we don't get 100% of the oil out of our meal because once it's compressed down to a very small size, we get the max that we can using human muscle. The other little 15% requires heavy machinery and other companies that use these machines to get that last bit of oil. It takes exponentially much more pressure to be able to extract it. And that basically what happens is it cooks the oil. So I've seen these machines in action. And to get that last little bit of oil, the temperature goes up to, there's a gauge that shows you, and it goes up to 200, 250 degrees Fahrenheit. The oil that comes out of there is dark brown and requires either mixing with something else or refining or a very thorough filtering process. But the thing is that even though it might look white and smell okay and maybe might taste okay at the beginning, it's just really kind of a little smoke and mirrors, and it's already been cooked. It's already post-cooked oil. The difference with us is that because of this process and the hand pressing, the temperature never gets that high, and it's just very gently treated.
Well, I've tried a lot, and yours is by far the best. We've got two more recipes. We got a few more minutes. I definitely want to make this chocolate-covered strawberries.
Yes. Well, that one is up my alley because it's also it's a very simple thing. So, it's just another way of making a well known, you know, lots of people have chocolate covered strawberries, and I oftentimes when I'm walking in the mall and I see them, I can't get my hands off of them. But this allows us to kind of like combine a little something healthier with your treat, which is you basically take the darker milk chocolate, half a cup of Solo Coco coconut oil, and your strawberries. And using a double boiler, just melt the oil and chocolate together. Stir over medium-low heat until the chocolate and coconut oil are completely liquid. And then let the liquid cool to warm temperature. And then just start dipping your strawberries into the liquid and then setting them on a plate. Store the berries in the refrigerator, and then it'll, you know, in a few minutes, it'll be hardened and ready to eat. You know, the thing is that coconut oil, it hardens at room temperature, anything below 74 degrees, and it'll harden. So don't cool it too much. The chocolate can be easily damaged also with a double boiler, so sometimes a better option is just to microwave. But it's just another way of adding something healthy to something a little sinful, you know, with some strawberries and chocolate.
Sounds good to me. Speaking of sinful, the last recipe we're going to talk about is Dan's Easy Truffles Lobster Mac and Cheese. That sounds so good. And I usually don't even eat dairy, but I'm going to make that. That'll be a special occasion.
Well, this one takes definitely a black belt in the kitchen to do. Back home, we're surfers over at the factory, and we spend a lot of time at the coast whenever we have some free time. So Dan came up with this nice recipe, kind of incorporating a traditional mac and cheese, but then at the same time adding the coconut oil. So with that boosted metabolism, you'll be able to burn a little bit of those calories that you pick up. It's really you're placing the lobster in rapidly boiling water just to kind of pre-prep. Add the sea salt if you want. In a separate deep saucepan, add a half a cup of Solo Coco and 2 sticks of butter. Once heated, 3 tablespoons of cornstarch to whisk and cook slightly. Once whisked, just add some milk and make sure the milk doesn't boil, though. Stir the milk until it thickens slightly, and then slowly add the grated cheese and continue to stir. Simmer on low heat and stirring occasionally. In a separate pot, cook the elbow macaroni a minute less than the instructions on the packaging, just to make sure that some of the sea salt water you cook into the pasta works. Optionally, you know, you can prevent the overcooking of the pasta running through some cold water after you strain and let it cool. Toast the breadcrumbs in a saucepan with the remaining stick of butter. The key is really not to burn the breadcrumbs, just to manage the heat and stir frequently. This is ready in usually just 2 minutes. Chop the lobster coarsely and combine with pasta and milky cheese sauce in a shallow baking dish. Combine very well. This will be the serving dish. Sprinkle the remaining Gruyere cheese on top of the dish evenly, and then the toasted breadcrumbs. Bake at 350 for 30 minutes until the crumbs are nice and toasted. Remove carefully. Drizzle plenty of truffle oil over the top and enjoy. Ooh, so
that
again, just
incredible.
trying to mix in the oil. Because the thing is that a lot of times I get asked in the store, like, oh, so what can I do with the coconut oil? It's almost easier to say what you can't do. It's really a substitute for any butter or any cooking oil. And on top of that, once you're substituting your daily cooking with this type of oil, you'll really benefit from all the health benefits you're able to get from it. Especially my favorite one is just the fact that it helps you burn calories. And automatically, well, 13% a day in terms of increased metabolism, the calories that you're burning, every 7 days it's like having a cheat day for free.
Ooh, I like that. Abel, this has been fantastic. Thank you so much for coming on. Remember, you can find these great recipes. Just go to radiomd.com. And since the show will be up there, you can just look for Abel Gonzalez under Talk Healthy Today. And then there'll be a link to his site. Abel, in the meantime, tell us all the ways we can learn more about you and your wonderful company and Solo Coco.
Well, one of the easiest and best way to really connect with us is to go to solococo.com, www.solococo.com. And there you'll have a video of our process, which we're not shy about showing. You'll get to meet the team members and see images of all our beautiful artisans, the single moms that really make it happen and are able to make that wonderful coconut oil. And on top of that, there'll be a pop-up for a social entrepreneurship competition that we're participating on, where you're able to vote on Facebook and really make a difference. For the next 3 weeks, we're in the last 3 weeks of the contest, based on voting, we're getting the contest hosts are handing out $50,000 based on the votes. So we've been doing this for the last 2 weeks, and it's a quick way to be able to participate and be proactive in helping us make sure that our product and our mission with the single mothers in the Dominican Republic and also worldwide has a larger audience, and we can all help to improve that situation.
Well, if only all companies were like yours, Abel. I'm such a fan. I want to thank everybody for listening to Talk Healthy today. You can check us out on Twitter at Talk Healthy, the number 2 day, and also on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, Talk Healthy Today podcast. Thank you so much. Go out and get some Solo Cocoa coconut oil. Make these great recipes, and you will be smiling just like me. Have a great day and stay well.